Give us more faith, the disciples cried to Jesus. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon most days, I start winding down. Of course, when you get up at 5:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock, I usually have a little dip in my energy flow. So what do I do to pick myself up? Well, sometimes if I can get away with it, a power nap usually works. But more than likely, I'll walk across the parking lot to the hospital and get a nice big cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Or I might take a little ride out to Wawa and get some of that new Puerto Rican blend that they've got, or Costa Rican blend, excuse me, blend that they have, or maybe a latte from McDonald's or something. Just a little pick-me-up, a little caffeine spike to get me through the rest of the day, because probably I've got a meeting that night to go to as well, too. But you know what? 21st century young adults aren't into that kind of caffeine or that kind of power drink anymore. They're into something called Red Bull. Or something called Full Throttle. Or another one called Amp. Anna's over here shaking her head. Yep, that's it. That's it. There's also a couple named New York Minute and Piranha, and one that I can't repeat the name in this building. It starts with Whoop, and it starts with an A at the last name. So figure that one out for yourself. This power drink phenomenon is really something else. It started about 1997 with gross sales of $12 million. Next year, the power drink industry is supposed to top $9 billion. That's with a B, $9 billion. Drinks like Red Bull. It's believed that about 22% of all college students in the country drink this stuff at $3 a can. What's the attraction? What's the attraction? Well, is it the taste? Well, they say, and I've never tasted it. Well, why don't we taste it right here? Take a shot of Red Bull. I've never had it. This is pretty good, actually. Tastes like liquid sweet tarts. There you go. It actually tastes like liquid sweet tarts. Remember sweet tarts? It's a citrusy drink. But what's the appeal? Is it the caffeine? Well, truth be known, it has the same amount of caffeine as a strong cup of coffee. Some say the Red Bull has taurine. Actually, it does have taurine in it. Taurine, which is an amino acid, which when you look at the word taurine, comes from the word bull, taurus, the bull, and therefore red bull, okay, and there is a myth that it contains bull testosterone, but that's a bunch of bull. These energy drinks claim to improve concentration, improve performance, reaction time, and stimulate the metabolism, but the truth is it's probably more psychological than physical. Young people say today, give me that juice, or I need some juice. But the disciples say to Jesus today, give us more faith. Give us more faith. For you see, following Jesus was demanding work. In the scripture verses just prior to the ones that we're reading today, Jesus is telling them about such demanding work. He's telling them that they must not be a stumbling block to others. He's teaching them about forgiveness and how many times they need to forgive one another, even if it's 7 times a day. So I'm wondering if the disciples were not suffering from a little bit of burnout when they say, give us more faith. You see, that is a danger in serving the Lord, is spiritual burnout. Many of you here today probably have at one time or another experienced a little spiritual burnout, or what we might also call compassion fatigue. When you stop and think about our giving and our putting out energy in serving, practically living at the church like some of us that I see sitting right in front of me, people giving and nurturing and caring for one another. I get this way sometimes myself. It's so much giving that I don't take time to recharge my spiritual batteries. We all need that spiritual nourishment as well. I usually turn to maybe the newest or latest book on ministry, or turn to a new program that might be coming out that might spike my energy, or go to a seminar or a workshop. The problem is that you go to these things or read these things, and after a while, like caffeine, the effect sort of wears off and we sort of slip back into our old ways and old ways of doing things. And then I say, well, maybe I don't have enough faith. Maybe I need more faith. The disciples asked Jesus the same thing. Give us more faith. And what was Jesus' response? You don't need more faith, Jesus said, and paraphrasing what he said. Use the faith that you've got. You already have enough faith to move trees, to uproot trees, and to throw mountains into the sea. And Jesus uses the metaphor of a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? It's smaller than a BB. It's not much bigger than a speck of pepper. It's the smallest of all seeds, but yet even the mustard seed grows over time into a plant, into a luscious plant with broad leaves and so forth. And it's the same with faith. Even though we may have a little faith, that faith can grow when it's nurtured and cared for over time. You see, faith is for the long haul. It is not a quick fix. There's no such thing as a Red Bull spiritual buzz, because mustard seed faith is really all you need. The disciples faced challenges following Jesus. Our spiritual energy does not come in a can, but it comes in things like rest and good nutrition and lots of water. And here's the most important part, faith in God's ability to use us to do the impossible. Faith in God's ability to use us. And so we need to think about what challenges are we facing today. Think about your challenges. Think about the things that you're confronted with. Maybe you're still wrestling with that forgiveness we talked about a couple of weeks ago with someone. Maybe it's caring for a family member who's sick. Maybe it's a broken relationship or a financial burden or a physical problem or a marital problem, leading a small group. It may be a program that you've put in charge of. Whatever your challenge is, the good news is the weaker we are, the more God can use us and work through us if we only have a little faith, mustard seed faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the certainty of things not seen. That's the definition right out of Hebrews 11:1. But faith is not about our ability, but God's ability to do the job through us. In other words, it's not about our ability, it's about our availability. That's what God is looking for. Disciples who are available to allow God to work through them and to be his hands and his feet and his voice. We believe that with God all things are possible. We just need to slow down and take care of ourselves and be available to God. To have more faith, you see, is to trust God in God's ability rather than ours. But it's also about God getting the glory as well, and not us. For you see, the latter part of this scripture, if you look at it carefully, Jesus goes on to say, it's not about getting recognition. It's not about doing things for show. We're doing things because he has commanded us to. And we are only doing our duty. God is not looking for superstars of the faith, but those who do the simple things. doing only what we ought to have done, like the servants in the parable today. Whenever we serve, whenever we're reaching out, whenever we're ministering to one another, to the community, we may think that we're doing some great thing, but in actuality, we're only doing what we ought to do. The energy drinks are supposed to improve performance. It's like helping us get through an exam or a test or some other challenge. Do you want more energy for being a disciple? Being a better servant of God to others? Don't fall for the buzz of being or looking busy or impressing people with your service. Jesus says we're only doing what we're supposed to be doing. Doing what we ought to do. And really, when you boil it down, it's simply following Jesus. Following his lead. And all it takes is a little, just a little bit of faith. Let us pray. Lord, we sometimes feel like those disciples in which we think we need much more faith to accomplish what you want to through us. But Jesus is very clear here that all we need is mustard seed faith, just a little faith, and that goes a long way. So we pray, Father, that you will remind us and give us that encouragement today, that no matter what you've called us to do, it is by faith. And we're going to give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, increase our faith, but also remind us of the faith we already have. And we can do great things in your name. Amen. Amen.